the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
You have not colored your hair at all?
No. All the women in my family look like this. Why?
That's absolutely striking. It is. And I tell people, I'm not coloring my afro. I am not doing it. Oh, I'm going to let it go because you earned every single one of them.
Right on, sister.
Hallelujah. We are here on the Edge Brains, okay, with Kathy Paulus, right out of New Mexico. This is going to be a good conversation because you know what, Brains? She said she's going to run for governor of New Mexico. I'm going to talk to her about that. Ooh. And why the hell do you want to get into politics? I don't know, but she's going to tell us. She says she can make a difference because we are here just hanging by a thread trying to figure out who's going to be our next president. She's also going to talk to us about something that I've, you know, maybe heard of but never really delved into, and it's called access consciousness and bar and abuse. I don't know exactly what that is, how that works, how that's going to apply, but she is the woman and she knows what to do. And I talked to a couple of my friends that say they know her. They say she's the business. So let's welcome her here on the Edge, Kathy Paulus White. Hi, baby.
Hey, how are you?
I can't complain about nothing, nothing at all.
Amen.
Me neither. What's the weather like there in New Mexico today?
Oh my goodness. We have blue skies, sunshine, and you know, maybe 52 degrees.
That sounds like a Temptation song. Sunshine, blue skies. Please go away.
We
need to play some music. I'm going to see if I can get some music right so we can play some music going on. But there is music that is playing, and it's music of the heart. And it's pulling on the heartstrings and it's playing like a Stradivarius. Tell us a little bit about the notes that you're singing to the world.
Oh, I love music. Oh, I love music. Music saved my life. It did. So much so that I'm bringing a blues festival, a true blues festival, to Santa Fe, New Mexico, the capital.
Wow.
We have a blues festival. We've got a lot of different kinds of stuff. Lots of blues musicians are hanging around up here in the mountains. And anyway, I'm going to highlight a few of them from across the nation.
Well, I've got a few here in San Diego, California that are really good. And I'm going to connect them with you. When are you planning on doing the blues festival?
Thank you. Well, we had it scheduled for August 28th, 2021. It's called the Reds and Greens True Blues Festival, Santa Fe. And with our COVID pandemic, looks like we better send it out another year. So it's telling me 2022.
Well, you know, they're doing it in the drive-ins, girl. That's what they're doing here in California. They're just driving up to these old big parking lots, and they've got these big flatbeds, and people are getting down. So it doesn't matter where you host it at, as long as the music comes through with the people. Do you play an instrument at all?
I can play the piano and the stereo.
So tell us a little bit more about you personally, Kathy.
Okay, I'd be glad to. Thank you for having me. I feel very privileged to be here today with you. Well, I have this business and it's called Bars to the Stars, and I call it that because you are the star in your own life. And if you're not, what are you doing? Everybody else is the bit player, and that's how it's supposed to be. Now, when you're the star in your own life, you choose for you first. That's not selfish. Everybody in your family might try to tell you that, but it's not. I go for the truth, and I am an access consciousness bars facilitator. And what that means is people come to my office, and I facilitate a body process called the bars. Everybody has this. It's on every head. There's 32 different points that range from the right and left brain hemispheres across the entire head. And when they're touched, this body of ours, this magnificent creature that we have been given, this body, will release whatever limitations you may or may not have that you're aware of, because you've got them. You've got them. There are those little stuck places that we keep poking around at and we keep talking about, but none of that talk's making it go away. We're kind of pretending that it is, but let's quit the pretending. Let's stop that. Let's do what really works. I found something that works. It's called Access Consciousness, the bars, and so much more under the heading of Access Consciousness, which was founded by Gary M. Douglas, and his cohort, Dr. Dane here. They're in Houston. They're out of Santa Barbara, California, but they moved to Texas.
No, it seemed like things be swinging in Texas.
It is.
Oh, Texas.
We like it. I like it. I'm born and raised there.
Because I'm hearing a little bit of that southern drawl, girl. That don't sound like no New Mexico slang over there.
You're smart.
That's what they say. They call me a brain.
Yeah, I like that about you.
So thank you. But, you know, Texas.
Yeah.
This is a tough state.
It is.
Punks. It is really not.
No.
I'm thinking about moving to Texas eventually to like Austin.
Oh, I'm on my way next week.
Yeah, they say Austin is really happening, and I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm a little crunchy with Jerry right now and the boys. Yeah, I'm a little mad at him right now. He ain't treating the black ones on the team right, but that's all right. We'll get him. But outside of that, you do a lot of social justice work. Okay? How do you mirror the two? How do you mirror the Access Consciousness and your social and political views together to create?
Beautiful question. I like it. I'm here to empower you to know that you know.
Mm.
You know. Mm. You know. I don't know what's right for you. Why would I ever pretend to know what is right for you? And that's what I find is lacking in the United States and our politics. Politics is the public policy of the people. What do the people require at this time? Mm. Who can lead the people?
You and me.
Right on. How does it get even better than that?
But see, this is the thing. It's so combative. Yeah. People are not allowing people space. They're suffocating them. I may agree to disagree. But we can't show up disagreeable.
I like that. Because honestly, we're kind of stuck in this polarity in the United States. And really, it's a global thing too. It's a right and it's a wrong. It's a you versus me. It's a us against them.
Right.
That's not ever going to solve anything. Mm-hmm. So I'm here to move beyond. And I'm here to lead people beyond the polarity of right and wrong. Okay. Because it's not working. And as we obviously see today, it's not working. So I have something that I'm developing called conscious pragmatism, conscious pragmatics. That is being aware of what truly works. Consciousness, having consciousness is having your own awareness. I will facilitate you, if you come to my office for an appointment, to find out what your awareness is, not my awareness about your awareness, but what is yours? Do you know? Do you really, really know? And do you really want to know?
Well, that's half the battle, because a lot of times people don't want to know. They're stuck in stupid.
You couldn't have said it better.
Stuck in stupid. We all are stuck in stupid brains. Don't think that I'm, not including myself.
Oh yeah, I'm right here. I've been there, done that. I could do it tomorrow. I might do it in the next 10 seconds, but what's going to be different and not yeah, but it's, I'm a both and. I'm not an either or a yeah, but I'm a both and. Mm. So yeah, I can pull some stupid and I'm willing to question myself.
Right.
Asking a question
right.
will create a space for awareness and your awareness, because it's about your life.
And it is about each individual person's life. You know, I was talking to a dear friend of mine, and my heart has been broken. Her brother passed away, and there was a little kerfuffle with the family, and you know what happened when folks die. You know, they get stupid.
Oh yeah.
And then she's planning the memorial for her brother, and her husband drops dead.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
How about that?
And I share this because we exist moment by moment, brains, not day by day, not year by year. And you know, we may have come here on the ark, but that's not how we're leaving. We're leaving as individuals. And each one of us have a desired time and appointed time by our Creator. And so what I'm encouraging people to do is to make the best of that. And the color in the white spaces. You spend your time with anger and frustration, hostility, resentment. There are so many things that you are lacking. So again, tell us a little bit more about consciousness and awareness. How do people even start to tap into that at a grassroots level? Because see, you're taking people that are already aware. I'm talking about, you know, these people that just don't have a clue or have never been exposed. Where do they begin, Kathy?
Well, may I tell you my story when I didn't have a clue?
Yes.
Quickly. I'm in Midland, Texas. My husband has a wonderful company. It's a pool service company, swimming pool service. I'm going down to the local post office to pick up our daily mail, you know, the checks that we can put in the bank.
I know, girl. I know.
We've got employees to pay, including ourselves. So I'm driving downtown, and it's a hustling and a bustling because this is the Permian Basin, and this is where the big oil goes down. This is what fuels that car. If you're not driving electric, if you're driving gas, that's the Permian Basin helping you out. So I'm driving downtown. All of a sudden, a wave of anxiety comes over me. Very abnormal. I'm typically not an over-anxious, hyped-up individual. I don't usually experience that day-to-day anxiety or that worry. I don't like that kind of lifestyle, and that's just not normal for me. So I knew this was not me. What in the heck was this? Prior to this happening, on a weekend down at a farmer's market, a lady came up to me that I'd known for a long time, and she said, "I think I know about something that you would like." Turned out it's this Access Consciousness, the bars. But when she first told me, I thought, no, that's a little bit too woo-woo for Kathy. No.
Right.
And so I said, no. And then this incident happened 3-4 days later. And I'm like, golly, what was that lady telling me? I'm calling her right now. And I did. She got me into her office in about 2 hours, very unusual in a hustling, bustling oil town. Got in, said, thank you. Thank you. Got in. She did this procedure on me. Took 45 minutes to an hour. It's called the bars. She lightly touched my hands, my feet, and then my head in those 32 different spots I mentioned earlier. And within 20 minutes, not even fully being done, all that anxiety that I came in with, you know, and I kept wanting to find a story. I was looking for a story to tell to make sense out of that anxiety. But don't tell or buy a story. It's not going to help anything. It's just going to prolong the misery. So couldn't find a story. She did it. I think in psychology, they call it free floating anxiety. She's performing this procedure on me, this facilitation. She's not a healer. This isn't about that. This is about someone facilitating a process on your body, which is what I will do for people. And your body will let go of those limitations that you're not consciously aware of. If it's tired of it, it's done, it's gonna let it go. And we don't have to tell the story. We don't have to do this talk therapy. That's fun, you know, but it only goes so far. And I've been there, done that. I really wanted something that worked, pragmatic. Mm-hmm. So I got it done, 20 minutes. Well, actually it's over in about an hour, like I said, but within 20 minutes, all that anxiety was gone. And I thought, well, what in the world just happened to me? Did I take a drink of wine? Did I take any drugs? No. Did I go work out? Did I go run around the block to get rid of that free-floating anxiety? No, I did not. Hmm. Fascinating.
It is fascinating. Is this, I don't like to compare apples and oranges, but is this similar to tapping?
Oh, I used to do, and I had a tapping business. I used to do that emotional freedom technique, EFT. My grandmother loved it. Lord, she was in her 90s. I had her tapping all over.
I know.
And then I got, it works.
You should see me. I feel like my face is a typewriter. I'm trying to hit the keyboard to all the sensitive points, especially now, because it's been crazy.
Amen. I know. I wish I could run your bars, lady. Maybe one day soon.
Well, again, you know, that's what I'm saying. So running the
it's
bar,
not tapping.
Would this be something that a tool that a person after they have worked with you be able to recant and go back and do for themselves again?
As a matter of fact, I teach the class to teach you how to do the bars on your family, your friends, and you can do it on yourself, but bodies really like to be together. God, don't we know with this pandemic situation? Hello. So some bodies that are willing to still go and be together, regardless of our governmental policies, because I'm asking you to know what you know about your body.
Wow.
So anyway, I do teach that class. And this is a international organization, Access Consciousness, which means there are bars facilitators and practitioners all over the world.
Wow.
You got to go to that Access Consciousness website. And then you can find out more. And then you can look me up and come see me out here. Tons of people where you live. I've been to San Diego to a big conference that one of the co-founders, Dr. Dane here, he has classes called Being You, Changing the World.
I'm telling you, somebody that I invest some money with knows about bars and was telling me about Access Consciousness. And I was like, okay. And they said, and so you really need to get with Kathy because she knows what she's talking about. And anybody that hold my money, you know, I'd have vetted them.
Well, I know. No, and you got to bring some money because, you know, this is something worth the money.
Let's talk about money.
Okay, let's do it.
Money is a vehicle of exchange. It's meant to be shared. It's meant to be used. It's meant to have
change
a
lives.
Value.
It's meant to change lives.
It is, but
for the greater.
Well, why is there so much influence on money? Okay, let's just use, for example, political campaigns.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
had one.
Goodles and goodles and goodles of money. So that has definitely got an impact and an influence on people's decisions.
Yes, ma'am.
Make. And even these politicians, they go in, I'm sure, with great intentions, but they get caught up in this money pit. They get caught up in this accountability. You know, hey, I scratch your back, you scratch mine.
Yeah.
How can we extract that? And pour back in integrity and values into our life. Strip the money away for a minute.
It's very simple. But most people don't like simple. Remember I said, don't tell or buy the story. Most people like a story. They like that trauma drama. We're kind of stuck in a victimology in the United States.
Mm.
And I'm here to bust that up.
Go on, preach now. bring that Texas Baptist in there, okay? I know you.
Oh yeah, my grandmother
down there because they bring it up. They bring it up.
Well, I'm telling you, it's choice. It's simply choice. What are you choosing today? What am I choosing today? Am I choosing to be something greater than I was yesterday, or am I sitting over here in the corner crying and carrying on and being miserable? It is my choice. Nobody can do that to me. Nobody can do that to you. You have to be in agreement. I will not agree with victimology. I will help you. I will empower you. I will show you what has worked for me. And you might like to choose it too, if it works for you.
But see, some people are actually choosing evil.
Well, honey, yeah. Because it must be fun. People only choose what they find valuable.
Wow.
And I don't have to know why they find it valuable. Why is the question that takes you down the rabbit hole? Don't go. Just don't go. Just don't go with why. Say, I don't want to hear why. No.
Mm. Okay.
It's so simple.
Right. Okay. But if you don't want to know why, then the other five questions are irrelevant. The who, the what, the when, the where, those other things all add into what I call the critical six. There's six critical questions that need to be answered for complete information. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. And if you don't ask the why, that's the beginning of the question.
How about we ask, what would you like to choose now? Is this really working for you? Is what you're choosing, all this story, all these trauma dramas, is that really working for you? And if it is, hallelujah, I'm not here to judge that. Right. I don't have that ability. It's none of my business.
Right.
So Access Consciousness teaches that consciousness includes everything, including judgment.
Right.
you know?
And you
so
know,
I'm talking about being inclusive.
Well, you know, I was going to coin the phrase because, you know, that's my dude, Dr. Phil. He's quick to tell you, ask you, how's that working for you? You know?
Oh, yeah. Right on.
Okay. Woo!
How is it? For
you? And if it's not working for you, then you need to try something else.
Chew. Try is the fail word. Let's go with choose. What could you choose now? And every 10 seconds, and these are access tools. I didn't make this stuff up. A wonderful man named Gary Douglas and his cohort, Dr. Dane here. They preach this stuff all over the world. And I'm telling you what, I have been looking and looking, and it just all kind of comes together. There's a synergy that comes together when people are seeking what is true. And the question is, what is true for you? What right. are you here to do? Because you are here to do something.
But truth is a matter of perception. And I learned that I was at this really, you know, really funky, tricked out conference. Okay. And everybody was just on one. So they had these questions. And I put my question up there. What if we all told the truth?
what if?
You know?
It'd be different.
It would be different, and it'd be pretty scary because the truth, you know, will set you free. Yes, it can, but everybody's not able to accept the truth, nor can everybody tell the truth because of their perception. You know, people lie for three reasons. One, because they're insecure. Two, because they're trying to make themselves feel important. Or three, they have some sort of narcissistic dysfunction, like somebody I know.
What if lying works for them? What if that's what's pragmatic? They're getting something. There's some value in that. They're getting something. There's a payoff. It's not my place to judge what that payoff is. What I look at is, would I like to choose that? Well, I don't think so.
Right.
Or, but yeah, I would.
Go along to get along. They think that they're getting over.
Yeah, and that's the problem. I'm not one of those people. I'm not a go along to get along.
Mm-mm. In this seminar, we pull off to the side. Yeah. We have a little group. And I'm asking people, okay, what are we all told the truth? Do you know, it was fascinating to me that everyone's truth about a certain situation can be so vastly different based upon their judgment, based upon their life experience, based upon, you know, their neuro-linguistic program and what they're talking inside their head, and based upon the bullshit that other people are pouring into them. They never have a sifter. They never know how to edit and filter. You know, you put flour in a sifter, brains, and you kind of shake it to get the lumps out. People don't know how to shift that.
That's what the bars do for you. You get your bars run, you clear out that garbage in that computer bank called your brain that needs to be defragged. Clean that garbage out so you can create space for something greater to show up that really works for you. Wow. Are you ready to do that?
Are you ready, brains? Okay, you better get ready. Okay, so the universe is moving right along without you. Tell us now, I want to jump fast forward. Why in the world do you want to run for governor?
I love people. Can you believe I just said that?
Yeah, I can believe it. I love them too, but I'm going to talk to them through the podcast. I don't want to represent them. I really don't, because, you know, I have strong opinions and everything, and I don't want to be swayed, you know, because you have to be a governor for not just the people that think like you, but you have to be a governor for everybody. That's like the president. You know, I loved it when Barack said during his term that I am the president for everyone in the United States, the red and the blue.
Amen.
Okay. So how do you color in that white space? Really? You want to do that, and you are able, and I'm, you know, again, you can be honest here. You're able to expand your bandwidth and be the governor for everybody.
You better believe it. And then some.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of changes would you like to see in you know, what would be your platform? Okay. What would be the three things on your platform?
Well, let's talk about health and wellness. Mm-hmm. We don't honor our bodies. We look outside of ourselves to find out what somebody else wants to tell us. Mm-hmm. Now, we were given a God blessed, wonderful thing called a body, and it's a system, and it works a certain way. So let's start educating our children. Our children are our future. Let's find out what really works. Let's get aware, and let's start educating our children there. Okay? Now, this stuff starts at home, and I'm talking about the home right here within your heart. It's going to start with you. And then you're going to take it out and you're going to broadband that. You're going to broadcast that. However you do it, however you do it. You know, we're all different. We're all here to bring different things to this wonderful stew called the United States. And really, it's the world. Let's go global. We can start state, city, state. We could start small and we can go great. Or we can be great in the small. You know, I have no judgment. I have awareness. And I know there's something else possible for each and every one of us. Are you coming along? Are you going to come along?
Exactly. Well, it is.
So health and wellness. We're going to teach about the body. We're going to rehabilitate. We're going to re-educate. And when I say rehabilitate, I immediately think of our prison system in the United States and how that's run and how many fingers are in that pie making all the money based on keeping people imprisoned for whatever reason. Might be just, might be unjust. Let's do something different there that really works. So I don't know all these answers, and I would never pretend to know or act like I know these answers. I am looking for experts in their fields to come and work with me. You know, let's co-create what's really going to work for our people. Let's rise above this polarity of right and wrong, good and bad. It's nuts. Okay. Now, we've talked a little bit about prison reform. I haven't gotten into the details of it. I'm just starting out. I'm looking to 6 years into the future. I've got a future. Do you have a future? Yes, ma'am, you do. As long as you're breathing, you woke up this morning, that toe tag was not on your toe. No. You've got a future. So what are you going to create now? What are you going to choose now? Mm-hmm. And you can change your mind every 10 seconds. Did you know that? Did you know that?
Yeah, I think I did it.
Ask your husband. He knows.
Yes. 36 years, girl. He'd be like, he can't keep up. Because you know what? Because I'm an innovator. I'm a changer and I'm an influencer.
Yes, you are. Yes.
And I'm a critical thinker.
Yes.
You know, I allow myself to have that conversation with the board of directors that's running around in my brain. I allow myself to talk to myself. I was talking to myself the other day and my daughter goes, "Are you in there talking to yourself?" I said, "I'm talking to she and I am she." Absolutely, because I believe in myself. I trust myself. And if I can't have the conversation with myself, then I can't figure out the questions to ask you as an outside influence.
Thank you. Thank you for talking to yourself and out loud for your daughter to hear. You're teaching her by your actions.
I try. You know, so there's a lot going on in the world.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a lot of work to do. And what I hear you saying, Kathy, that's really, really heartwarming. Is that you are a team builder.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what we need. I don't need a know-it-all.
No.
I don't need somebody that knows it, because you don't know everything. Believe and trust. There's something new under the sun every day, and there's nothing brand new.
Let's not reinvent that wheel. Let's just
don't
get
reinvent
simple.
The wheel. Just improve what somebody else has already done. Okay.
I think it's time to get simple. We need to get simple and take care of business.
It is. Look, we're going through this vortex, and you live there in New Mexico. Now, girl, what have you seen? Have you seen any aliens, or have you had any, woo-hoo
moments? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Plenty.
I can't wait to get that. Really? Okay. Just give me something way out that happened. I want to share that with my brains.
Okay. I guess my closest interaction with a UFO would have been when I lived on the Indian reservation with my husband a few years back. It's called Cochiti Lake. It's a Cochiti Pueblo, the Cochiti Pueblo Indians. And so we lived in a place called Cochiti Lake. And on our balcony one night, we're outside. We don't have a lot of light pollution because we're on an Indian reservation and it's New Mexico. So gorgeous skies. It is truly the land of enchantment. And we're looking at the skies. And my husband wasn't with me. It was my daughter, Canada. She came out and we're looking around and, you know, and we see the flight patterns of Southwest Airlines coming out of Albuquerque. And we're watching this and that and Santa Fe flight patterns. And all of a sudden, some really bright lights come really down low to the horizon. And they come on in a little bit closer to us. And I said, "Well, look at that. What is that? Do you see that?" She did. And I said, "Well, what moves like that in the sky?" Satellites? Weather balloon? No, no. What is that? What is that? Is that a, you know, military? Because we have the military here with Los Alamos, you know, up there in the north. Woo! That was a UFO.
Wow.
And they came in down low and close, and then they moved. Woo! And not only have I had this experience out there in that area, my neighbors, they've seen it too. And they're like, what do you think that was? I said, just what we don't know.
Exactly.
But we can keep asking questions.
Well, you know,
I believe somebody does know in the United States government. They do know.
You know,
I just haven't met the right person yet.
Everybody knows. They just don't want to tell, just like they don't want to tell a whole lot of other stuff. And I would be an idiot to think that we are the only ones in this complete solar system, that there is no other form of life, that there is no other, you know, beings in the universe except for us dumbass. And I say that because, again, the brain, instead of expanding, it seems to be shrinking. It's like
that's a problem. What are we going to do about that? Let's expand out.
We're going to expand out some consciousness and get our bars checked. That's how we're going to do it. Okay.
Now, I'm not talking getting down to the local saloon. We've got some wonderful microbreweries here, and you can hop on down to Texas to hit a saloon. But that's not what I'm talking about, folks. Well, I'm not talking about escaping reality. I'm talking about diving deep into reality. What do you know? Let's get your bars run. We'll find out.
Well, tell them how to get in contact with you so they can get their bars run.
All right. That'd be wonderful. I have a website, www.kathypalacewhite.com. And you can go to the Access Consciousness website. You can find me as a facilitator there. You can hook up there. I'm on Facebook. You can private message me there. I travel to Texas frequently, heading down there next week, all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. All along that route, I've got people that want their bars run. They're already hitting me up for it. $150. That's what it takes. So get your Gitas together, get your coins together, and come get your bars run. There are other people that might charge you less, and there are other people that might charge you more, but mine's $150 for a good hour, hour and a half.
That's the best $150 you probably ever spent in your life, brains. Take a chance. Be open to the opportunity. I mean, you know, now you go out to a restaurant and you trick off $150 for dinner.
Yeah, and dessert.
And, right. And then you got to pay the tip on top of that, plus a COVID tax.
Oh.
So this is something that will penetrate you in the right way, that will open you up, that will expand your bandwidth, that will give you options, that will give you choices that you never knew that you had.
Yeah.
Look into it, brains. Again, I provide you the best and the brightest right here on the Edge with April Mahoney all day, every day, 24/7. Okay. So I need you, brains, to go in and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Catch me on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Blog Talk, Spotify, Mixcloud, and the likes. Interviews like these and other great interviews are run all the time because I'm trying to elevate your heightened sense of awareness. If you are in a place of judgment, I get it. I get there too. That's when I have that conversation with myself and try to edit and filter and sift and figure out what is fact and what is fiction and what works for me and what is my perception. And the only way that you can do that is to be conscious and to be clear. So thank you so much for being here on the Edge with me, Kathy.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
You are the secret sauce. Brains, check it out. And you know what? Maybe we'll all plan a field trip down to visit Kathy in New Mexico, get our bars checked, and then go check out the aliens.
Right on.
I'm ready, sister. All right. Peace and abundant blessings to you.